A good Erev Shabbos, Parshas Lech Lecha. Parshas Lech Lecha is the parsha we will have such tremendous chizuk in the challenging nisyonos that we are having now. To begin, I want everyone to take a moment to think why the Torah begins with Sefer Bereishis. Why doesn't the Torah begin straight with the mitzvahs? Why does the Torah begin with all these stories? And the answer is very simple. These stories are full of our emunah. What are these stories? Let's take an example from this week's parasha. There are the four most powerful kings in the world. They beat the five kings. They take the five kings captive with everything. We find out that Lot's taken. Avram Avinu, without batting an eyelash, goes out to war against the four most powerful nations. Does anyone have an idea how big his army was? So the Pasuk says he took 318 people. It's a little interesting number to fight hundreds of thousands of troops. So Rashi tells us that 318 could either be 318 people, or he took one other person. And who's that person? Eliezer. And Eliezer is Begematria 318. Almost sounds like the Pasuk says 318. The word Eliezer, you'll check it up at home, is Begematria 318. What? One second. If Avram could do it on his own, fine. What do you need Eliezer for? Wasn't scared. The Torah, right here, in the beginning, before we get to any mitzvahs, is teaching us something incredible. Avraham Avinu did not bat an eyelash. Why? Winning or losing wars never crossed his mind that it happens with missiles or with any major tanks or many major warships. It made no difference. Avraham Avinu was told, they're four most powerful nations. They're conquering the world. He didn't bat an eyelash. Why? He goes out with his net one, Eliezer, or 318 yeshiva guys. And he goes out to a war. Can you want to imagine what that looked like? It was him and Eliezer, two old Yidden, holding big gemaras, walking against thousands or hundreds of thousands of soldiers, the most powerful in the world. And Avraham Avinu was chilled as a cucumber. It makes no difference to him. He's like totally relaxed. Why? What's going on? Why wasn't he scared? Because Avraham Avinu understood that no one can hurt him without a Kodesh Baruch Hu's authorization. And he knew he was going out for a melchama, l'shem shemayim, he was going to win. That story has to talk to you. Because there's a pasuk in the Torah, in Parsha Shaftim, that speaks about we're going to go out to war and you're going to see lots of horses and lots of soldiers and you're going to be scared. The Torah tells us you're not allowed to be scared. What do you mean I'm not allowed to? The Torah tells you, look at our history. Look at a story of Avraham Avinu. It made no difference to him. What did he do? Because I'll tell us he picked up a whole thing of sand, threw it, and they all turned into arrows. Well, what's the problem? What's interesting to point out is the number 318. What's the significance of the number 318? Either he took out 318 people, or he took out Eliezer, which is the gematria, the numerical value of 318. There's an important point here. You have to do your research. There's a word that's the gematria 317, and that word is yish, despair. The word yish, yud, vav, aleph, shin, yud, aleph, vav, shin, I should say. It makes no difference. How much is it? 317. What was the significance of 318? Above yish, no despair. One against the whole army. I don't understand. What happened? The chashmonaim, 13 yeshiva bacharim against the great Greek Assyrian army. No problem. The Torah demands from us. You're getting scared. You feeling unsafe? Look at these stories. It's all nisyanis and betachon. And I want you to know, you can look at all 10 tests of Avraham Avinu that we started. Every single one of them was a test in emunah. Every single one was a test in his betachon. And we don't have the time to go through that in this conference. You'll go through each parasha. This is where it's at. This is the strength of Avraham Avinu. But I need to share something with you all. And it's a plea. I mentioned it before. But at the same time that Avraham Avinu was the king of faith, he was willing to go out to war without flinching. We find something very interesting. In this week's parasha, there's something called the Bris Bein Habsarim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows Avram. Rashi tells us all the tzaras that are going to happen. But before HaKadosh Baruch Hu does that, he puts him in a tardema, in a deep sleep. Asks the Tver Shlomo, why did he have to get put into a deep sleep? And he says something incredible. Avraham Avinu said, with all of his faith, if I'm going to see the tzaras that are going to befall Klal Yisrael, I'm scared it could have a detrimental effect on my emunah. Avraham Avinu did not trust his emunah. As strong as it was, as we just proved, he said, I'm scared. And Avraham Avinu, during his tests, he came to give, it says, Vayavei Avraham lispoy l'sara, he came to eulogize Sarah. But the Pasuk Tver Shlomo says he never did. Because as he started focusing on Sarah and that she died because of the Akedah, he started having thoughts of what did Hashem do? And he stopped. He decided not to give a hesped for his wife because he might lose his footage and faith. Do you understand what this means? Avraham Avinu, with all of his faith, said, if you analyze it too much, it could have an effect on you. Why am I telling this to you? We are in the days of Ikvas of the Mashiach. We are the days of the Melchemes Goyg u'Magog. Without a doubt, this is the beginning. It's going to go from here straight to Yerushalayim. It will continue. It will take a break. There is enough Midrashim and Chazal to back up that Shmini Atzeres is the time that Melchemes Goyg u'Magog begins. Quoted some of the Maror Mekayimus last night, the Chavos HaVavashir. A few of them. This is where it is. We're heading there. But there was Ula, the great Ula in the Gemara. You know what Ula said? Ula said the following. I can't wait for the days of Mashiach, but v'leichamina, I don't want to see it. I want it to come, but I don't want to see it. I want to hear about it. I don't want to visualize it. Because the time is going to come with great tests in Emunah. Ula, these are people who wrote the Gemara, are asking Hashem, we don't want to see it. We know we're going to hear it, but seeing it is too painful. Moshe Rabbeinu comes to the burning bush, the Sneh. Kosh Baruch Hu starts showing him the Tzaras that Klai Yisrael is going to go through, the Imay Nechi B'Tzar. What does he tell Kosh Baruch Hu? I can't look. What's the lesson for us? People who are browsing and looking all day. That our greatest, Avram, Moshe, said we can't look. And I'm going to finish with one more person. Elisha ben Avoya, who was a Tana that went off the Derech. Very famous. Acher, we call him. The Gemara says, what made him turn off? What made him snap? Number of Gemaras. The Gemara says he saw the tongue of Chutzpah HaMeturgam, one of the 10 Haruge Malchus, who he heard that was killed and he was mutilated. But he saw his tongue and he couldn't handle it, even though he knew what happened. Because hearing is one thing, seeing is another. And the greatest we have was scared and said, we don't want to look. You know who knows the secret? Hamas. Hamas knows the secret. That the way you break Klal Yisrael's emunah is by showing them videos and pictures of what they did. Remember, they're working for Yishmael. This is a much deeper war. This is Yishmael against Yisrael, which we can't expound on now. This is a very deep war here. This is about emunah. Yishmael has emunah and a God, and our God, same God, with a Nabi Sheker. We have Emuna with Nevi'i Emes. They need us to waver. Those atrocities can make any Yid. Chas v'shalom, chas v'shalom. Who knows what? Questions. Remember that Avraham Avinu, when he was shown in this week's parasha the atrocities, he asked in this week's parasha, pay attention, you asked to be, he was in a tardema. I said, I need to do it in my sleep. I can't see this life. I'm asking everybody, be careful what you're looking at. Because a lack of emunah you have, because you're a scared person by nature, is not a problem. The stipler says the iser is when you create yourself emunah problems and betachin problems. And he says that's when a person goes to war, the pasuk says, "Al sir ma'am, don't be scared." Stipler says if you're going to sit and analyze how many horses they have, and you're going to analyze how many soldiers they have, and you're going to start getting scared, that's called self-affliction. And that's a lav, says the Heilige Stipler. My tired brothers and sisters, I cannot tell you how many people I spoke to this week who said they will never be the same. They watched these videos. I could not believe that you have to tell people this. I'm sorry. To me, it was pashut. Maybe I'm not on social media, Baruch Hashem. So I don't have that desire with people. What are you thinking? From a Gashmi's perspective, it's going to take a toll on you. And from a Ruchni's perspective. Remember, Avraham Avinu, with the greatest emunah in the world, said, when he started thinking too much about sorry, he said, I'm going to move on. I'm not going to give a hesped because I'm going to get affected. Stop analyzing. That's not what we have to analyze. Don't read how many missiles, how much Iran is sending, how much America is sending. It's shtuyot that we spoke about the first half of the teleconference. Avraham Avinu won with nothing. The Six-Day War was won with Kulay Nes. The Yom Kippur War was lost, Kulay Nes. And what happened on Shemini Atzeres was Kulay Nes. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the smartest blind, we lose. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the people who know better, everything just lines up right, we win. Who's scared? Someone who's reading. How many missiles? How much fuel? They have enough to last for how long? They don't. This nation's condemning them. This nation's not condemning them. Who cares? It takes a toll on you. It takes a toll on your emunah. It takes a toll on your simcha. I mentioned last night in the Chavos of Avishir. It's all about simcha. The Aruch HaTzaddik brings all of the betachin in shar simcha. You need to be happy. Whatever you do, whoever your family is, you need to be. Now, am I affected by what's going on? You want to not indulge? Great. We spoke last Shabbos. Take something on. You want to not enjoy till the captives get out? Fine. But not depression, not fear, not anxiety, chas v'shalom. It's self-affliction. The disciple tells us it's a lav, the raisa, to sit and overanalyze how dangerous the enemy is, how bad it's going to be, making yourself sick. You want to read clips, the news, know what's going on, fine. What's this getting into what the other side has, what the analysts are saying they have? Chalila, that's relevant. You understand, Avraham Avinu won the entire army because 318, one number above Yish, which is 317. What happens if we're going to have Yish? Chas v'shalom. How many people watch those videos and reach to Yish? People are watching videos of protests around the world. People are, it's breaking. What for? I need to know. You need to know nothing. If it's making you sick, stay away. People are making themselves sick. I beg you. But I push it. I have nothing to gain here besides your mental health and your emunah. Let's stop. Say kapitel tehillim. Connect in a positive way. Believe emunah shalema. A kapitel tehillim is a missile that lands in an open piece of land. How do you understand Tyre Yidin, the missiles, thousands of missiles flying into Israel, Baruch Hashem, one after the other, is landing in open areas, or they're not landing, or they're landing on themselves? What is this from? Because every shul in America is saying Tehillim, because the Heilige Tzedekus of Klal Yisrael took on Tehillim. This is where it's at, please. Yishmael versus Yisrael, says the Zohar. The war is in Tefillah, because Yishmael davens very strongly. They have a tremendous koich ha-tefillah and they daven to Hashem. We have to out-daven them to win them. This is where the battle's at. And Abraham Avinu knew that. He went out to fight, no problem. I ask everyone, please, 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 be mechazik yourselves to connect more to the Ruach Nis. Remember that our greatest tzaddikim said, yes, we want to live to Mashiach, we don't want to see the atrocities that come before it. You don't have to see them. Please, the Eibush V'Talfin, we're going to focus on the positive and become Yidden that are going to... What's cool? What, tragedy is meant to inspire us, to make us grow closer and stronger, not Chas V'Shalom to break us and make us grow weaker. And that's Chos. We're going to have Shabbos, will be Chizik to us all. And hopefully next week we'll be able to give a Shvach V'Hidoyah at the Talit conference for the tremendous Nisim that happened. That Eretz Yisrael is going to be wonderful and all of us are going to go join them, Mitzvah Shem. Have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos.